Well, let's bring in Philip Martin into this discussion. Go right to the bar stools in Boston and find out what real people were saying about this summit. Reporter Philip Martin was right there at Ground Zero as the president was convening the beer summit last night. Philip, can you tell us a little bit about where you were? Set the stage for us.
Yeah, I was at Frank Doyle's. Good morning, everyone, first
of all. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was at Frank Doyle's, which is a pretty becoming a well-known Boston Irish pub. I mean, we have more pubs in Irish pubs in Boston than we have Dunkin' Donuts, and this is the one where Sergeant Crowley basically received the phone call from President Obama last Friday. It's a cops bar, and I spoke to several of them there. They were excited to see their colleague on the air and meeting with the president, and they were particularly excited that in one cop's words that this thing is over.
Well, why I love these voices. These are
yes,
great.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to some of the folks that you chatted with last night.
I think everybody's got a little responsibility on this, and you know, we learn from mistakes and move on. Everybody sits and has a beer, and you know.
Gotcha. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Blue Moon. What Sergeant Crowley is drinking?
Perhaps this is just the way that it needed to end, to try and dissipate, you know, the bad will, the bad feeling that had gone on with the whole, you know, black, white race. Perhaps this was just their way of saying, okay, let's go and have a beer, lads. Let's go talk. Let's have a yarn with each other.
That's so great.
That is great. Philip, when you were listening last night, did the president succeed in creating this teachable moment that he was talking about?
It depends. And by the way, I should have said Tommy Doyle's, not Frank Doyle's. My apologies.
Yeah, how long were you in the pubs last night, Philip? Jeez.
Have another cup of coffee.
Too long. Clearly. It was teachable in the sense that he held of this summit, and people were excited about it. They felt it was a culmination of what had been a bad week in one sense for the Cambridge Police Department. On the other hand, they felt that one cop genuinely called it a teachable moment and felt that people had actually learned. He's a 30-year veteran. He actually felt that people had learned something from this.
Think that they had learned from it? You know,
he felt that from what he was hearing on the streets, he wasn't just talking about, of course, the summit. But he was talking about what he was hearing from people he was interacting with every day in Cambridge. And he was hearing it from both sides.
And in Cambridge, how many universities are there in Cambridge? I mean, they're all about teachable moments up in Cambridge. I mean, that's really much all they do up there. Callie Crossley, so, Crowley was drinking Blue Moon. Does Blue Moon beer become the beer of white, racially questionable cops, or does it become the beer of reconciliation?
I think beer becomes the drink of reconciliation at this moment, even though Sergeant Crowley himself said they need to move on to tea to really set a teachable moment. I think what happens here is that there were a lot of high hopes put on moving forward in this conversation, and that, of course, this is going to get a lot of attention because we have the first African-American president who has the credibility to be able to engage in this kind of conversation.
Great conversation this morning on The Takeaway. Callie Crossley, media critic for Beat the Press at our partner, WGBH in Boston, and also up there in Boston, Philip Martin, radio reporter. Philip, thanks so much for going out and doing that research for us last night. I know it was tough on you.
Thank you. It was tough. Somebody had to do it.
Teachable moments in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They've been doing it for a long time, Amy?
Yes, they've got that history.
Yeah, PhDs in Kumbaya down in Washington this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.